Hello, I am Kim Redwine, nurse practitioner at the Birmingham VA Neurology Department, here to talk to you about COVID-19. Pandemics can be stressful. The coronavirus disease, COVID-19 pandemic, may be stressful for people. Fear and anxiety about a new disease and what could happen can be overwhelming and cause strong emotions in adults and children. Public health actions such as social distancing can make people feel isolated and lonely and can increase stress and anxiety. However, these actions are necessary to reduce the spread of COVID-19. Coping with stress in a healthy way will make you, the people you care about, and your community stronger. Stress during an infectious disease breakout can sometimes cause the following: fear and worry about your own health and the health of your loved ones, your financial situation, or loss of support services you rely on. Can also cause changes in sleep or eating patterns, difficulty sleeping or concentrating, worsening of health problems, worsening of mental health conditions, increased use of tobacco and alcohol or other substances. Everyone reacts differently to stressful situations. How you respond to stress during the COVID-19 pandemic can depend on your background, your social support from family or friends, your financial situation, your health and emotional background, the community you live in, and many other factors. The changes that can happen because of the COVID-19 pandemic and the ways we try to contain the spread of the virus can affect anyone. People who respond more strongly to the stress of a crisis include those who are at higher risk of severe illness from COVID-19. For example, older people and people with any underlying medical condition at any age, children and teens, people caring for family members or loved ones, frontline care workers, such as healthcare providers or first responders, essential workers who work in the food industry, people who have existing mental health conditions, people who use substances or have a substance use disorder, people who have lost their jobs or had their work hours reduced or had major changes to their employment, people who have disabilities or developmental delay, people who are socially isolated from others, including those who live alone, or people who live in rural or frontier areas, people in some racial and ethnic minority groups, people who have access to information in their primary, who do not have access to information in their primary language, people who are experiencing homelessness, people who live in congregate or group settings. Make sure that you take care of yourself and your community. Taking care of your friends and your family can be a stress reliever, but it should also be balanced with care of yourself. Helping others cope with their stress, such as by providing social support, can also make your community stronger. During times of increased social distancing, people can still maintain social connections and care for their mental health. Phone calls or video chats can help you and your loved ones feel socially connected, less lonely, or isolated. Healthy ways to cope with stress can include knowing what to do if you are sick or are concerned about COVID-19. Contact your health professional before you start any self-treatment for COVID-19. Know where and how to get treatment and other support service resources, including counseling, therapy, whether in person or through telehealth services. take care of your emotional health. Taking care of your emotional health will help you think clearly and react to the urgent needs to protect yourself and your family. Take breaks from watching, reading, or listening to the news stories, including those on social media. And hearing about the pandemic repeatedly can be upsetting. Take care of your body. Take deep breaths, stretch, and meditate. Try to eat healthy, well-balanced meals. Exercise regularly. Get plenty of sleep. Avoid excess alcohol and or drug usage. Make time to unwind. Try to do some activity that you enjoy. Connect with others. Talk with people you trust about your concerns and how you are feeling. Connect with your faith-based or community organizations. While social distancing measures are in place, consider connecting online, through social media, or by phone or mail. Know the facts to help reduce stress. Knowing the facts about COVID-19 and stopping the spread of rumors can help reduce stress and stigma. Understanding the risk to yourself and people you care about can also help you connect with others and make an outbreak less stressful. Take care of your mental health. Mental health is an important part of overall health and well-being. It affects how we think, how we feel, and how we act. It may also affect how we handle stress, relate to others, and make choices during an emergency. People with pre-existing mental health conditions or substance abuse disorders may be particularly vulnerable in an emergency. Mental health conditions such as depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder, and schizophrenia can affect a person's thinking, feeling, mood, or behavior in a way that influences their ability to relate to others and function each day. These conditions may be situational, such as short-term, or long-lasting, chronic. People with pre-existing mental health conditions should continue with their treatment and be aware of new or worsening symptoms. If you think you have new or worsening symptoms, call your healthcare provider. Call your healthcare provider if stress gets in the way of your daily activities for several days in a row. Free and confidential services are available to help you or your loved one connect with a skilled, trained counselor in your area. Different life experiences affect a person's risk for suicide. For example, suicide risk is higher among people who have experienced violence, including child abuse, bullying, or sexual violence. Feelings of isolation, depression, anxiety, and other emotional or financial stresses are known to raise the risk of suicide. People may be more likely to experience these feelings during a crisis like a pandemic. However, there are ways to protect against suicidal thoughts and behavior. For example, support from family and community, or feeling connected and having access to in-person or virtual counseling or therapy can help with suicidal thoughts and behavior, particularly during a crisis like the COVID-19 pandemic. Recovering. Recovering from COVID-19 or ending home isolation can be stressful. It can be stressful to be separated from others if you have or were exposed to COVID-19. Each person ending a period of home isolation may feel differently about it. Emotional reactions may include mixed emotions, including relief, fear and worry about your own health and the health of your loved ones, stress from an experience of having COVID-19 and monitoring yourself or being monitored by others, sadness, anger, frustration, because friends or loved ones have fear of getting the disease from you, even though you're clear to be around others again? Guilt about not being able to perform normal work or parenting duties while you had COVID-19. Worry about getting reinfected or sick again, even though you've already had COVID-19. Other emotional or mental health changes. Children may also feel upset or have strong emotions if they or have someone they know has COVID-19, even if they are now better and able to be around others again. Here are an additional few ideas that you can do to help. Try to read one passage of scripture every day this week. Keep a gratitude journal. Comfort others the way that God comforts us. Fixate your heart and mind on Jesus. Pick one scripture and study it, writing down observations and applications. Memorize one of the passages. Text it to a friend. Write down one or more verses on an index card and put them up around your house, on the refrigerator, in your bathroom, on the mirror, next to your charging dock, above your computer, etc. Share your messages on Facebook or other social media. Or maybe write an old-fashioned letter, pen, paper, and a stamp, and include one of the passages. Pray the passages out loud, inserting your own name. At this time, we have economic decline, civil unrest, political confusion on top of a pandemic. What is the answer? Genesis 18 talks about two cities, Sodom and Gomorrah, where God asked the righteous to stand up for the city. It's not the evil that destroys us. It's the lack of the righteous to save us. Isaiah 26:3 reads, "Thou wilt keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth thee." Jesus Christ is our only one true hope. Please take care of your mental health.